Senate, please come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence.
Roll shows 19 members present this morning, Madam President.
Members would please stand for the invocation. Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Wayne Coggins of the Cornerstone Family Ministries.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have often used the wisdom and perspective of our children to cause us to reflect on our own blind spots and tendencies toward self-reliance. Like the child who was heard praying simply, God bless Mommy and Daddy and my brother and sister too. And God, please take care of yourself, because if anything happens to you, we're all sunk. Well, Lord, we aren't seriously worried that something might happen to you. However, with the enlightenment inspired by this child's prayer, we echo in our prayer today that we need you. From Kosovo to Kenai, from Capitol Hill to Cantwell, and from Alaska's living rooms to these legislative chambers, we need you to give us wisdom and guide us through the problems which we face today. Amen.
Parnell, would you please lead us in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. The Secretary, please certify the journal.
To certify the correctness of the journal for the first legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. Introduction of guests. We have guests this morning, Senator Ward.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to, in the Miller Gallery, introduce two ladies that are with the Kenai Peninsula Community Care Center that are down here visiting for a few days, Tammy Bidwell and George Rhodes. Please stand. Madam President.
Go ahead, Senator Ward.
Yes, and also in the same gallery, in the Miller Gallery, I would like to introduce a constituent of yours who has a facility in my district, the Alaska Baptist Family Services. If we could please welcome Leonard Everman.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. It's my pleasure this morning to introduce some folks in the two galleries who are with the Alaska Homes for Children. They come to Juneau annually to lobby on behalf of children in need, and I'd like to have them recognized today. Please help me welcome Sheila Gaddis, Executive Director of the Alaska Youth and Parent Foundation. A lot of folks know Sheila. Sandra Small, the Program Manager, Alaska Youth and Parent Foundation. Boyd Pennywell from Alaska Youth and Parent Foundation. Jim Malley, Alaska Children's Services. And Dr. Pat Novak, Clinical Director of Alaska Children's Services. They do good work with troubled families and children in need, and please help me welcome them this morning.
Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, it gives me a great deal of honor to introduce two young people in the gallery behind me, Teo Cushing and Lael Harrison. They're both job shadowing for the next 2 weeks in this building, so you'll see them in the hallway. And they're members of the Phoenix program at Juneau Douglas High School. I'd like to also note that Lael is the daughter of a former professional associate of many of yours, Gordon Harrison.
Are there further introductions? On each of your desks this morning, there is a CD by Mike McDonald called A Big Alaskan Hug. His song Living in Alaska is on it, and these are a gift to you from Michael Williams. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages this morning, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no House messages.
Are there communications?
The following report is on file. Report and recommendations on electric utility restructuring from Senator Sharp, Representative Roquebrook co-chairs, in accordance with the legislative resolve, number 70-1998. Those are all the communications this morning.
Are there standing committee reports?
There are no standing committee reports this
morning. Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 28 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, an act relating to the increase of an appropriation item based on additional federal or other program receipts.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 29 by Senator Ward, an act relating to a licensure of physicians and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
It brings us to consideration of the daily calendar, and we do have citations.
Citations, honoring Marlene Byerly, honoring Daniel Walker, in memoriam, Larry Oskolkoff, in memoriam, Effie Breeman.
Senator Mackey. Citations.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations are approved. Is there unfinished business this morning? Senator Green.
Madam President, I request that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, January the 28th.
On January the
29th. Okay, then the
29th. Hearing no objections, Senator Green will be excused on Friday, January 29th. Further unfinished business, Senator Ward.
Yes, Madam President, I'd like to also be excused on state business from January the 21st to January 24th. To attend the Executive Committee of the NCSL Conference.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ward will be excused from the call of the Senate on the dates he requested. Further unfinished business. Are there announcements? Senator Elton.
Madam President, as you know, there are four seasons, fall, summer, winter, and the legislative season. And tonight, the community of Juneau would like to welcome all of you back to Juneau at a reception at Centennial Hall between 5:30 and 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Parnell.
Thank you, Madam President. In Senate Finance tomorrow, 9 a.m., we're going to hear an overview of the governor's proposed FY 2000 budget from Annalee McConnell. And the House and Senate Finance Committees will meet jointly at 4 p.m. tomorrow to hear a presentation by the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. And I would urge members interested to please attend that as well.
Further announcements? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, there will be a brief Rules Committee meeting immediately following session for purposes of nominating the Secretary of the Senate.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Mackey, we need to recess. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I request a special privilege of the floor to discuss New Year's new session resolutions.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ellis, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I thought it appropriate to start off with calling on all the members of the Senate to join the minority in our New Year's new session resolutions. And they're very simple and straightforward. There are only three of them, so I think we can handle it. Number one is to work with the governor and the Democratic minority to fix our long-term budget problems this session. Not to think about, not to address, not to discuss endlessly, but to fix our budget problems this year. Number two, to allow a vote of the people to avoid a federal takeover at the end of the year of our fish and game management, not to let this be the legislature that goes down in history of in this historic time of losing a statehood right of managing our own fish and game. To say that the budget problems are so compelling and so pressing this year, and they are difficult issues related to the budget, but to say that they're so difficult that we can't discuss and wrestle with the subsistence issue and come up with a reasonable solution this year is really an excuse that's unacceptable to the minority and unacceptable to the public. We should try and get the votes for a subsistence resolution. And number three, to heal the urban-rural split by taking no actions this session that make those wounds deeper. That we all can score political points not by dividing Alaskans further, but to make political points by bringing Alaskans closer together. The minority is going to work hard. We want to work with you on these resolutions and ask you all to commit yourself to these goals as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. Further special orders, Senator Miller.
Under announcements, Madam President, there will be a Ledge Council meeting at noon, and I believe it will be in the Butcher Bench.
Ledge Council at noon. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move we stand in recess until 7:45 p.m. tonight, at which time we'll meet in the House chamber for the purpose of hearing the Governor's State of the State address.
Hearing no objection, we are in recess.